left of the field.
I'm trying to think. I'm Mark Chanuck.
I'm Paul Coates.
We did really well there because it was slick, as always.
It was slick until you sounded like an old chap.
Really slick, really professional, seamless, just what people are used to, not just tumbling over each other and then acknowledging that we've tumbled over each other and then just going into a blind panic and just speaking like I am now.
Yeah, welcome to this. and this, I hope you've been loving the summer. This is my summertime song. This is Childish Gambino.
I love him.
Summertime Magic.
Yeah. Hey, good. I love Atlanta as well. You're a terrific actor as well as being a great artist. You too, Mark. And Paul likes your work as well. Paul likes your work as well. Childish.
Childish. Imagine shouting that down the street. Childish. Who's going to turn around? My stepdaughter's called Rosa, and we used to nickname her Poser. And when you shout in the street, Poser!
Yeah.
And so these guys would just turn around like, you calling me a poser?
Oh, wow. Threatened. I used to, because of my job is a bit in the public eye sometimes, I get people shout my character's name occasionally, but also you get waved at quite a lot.
Yeah.
And the worst one is when you're waved at and you wave back and you realise they're clearly waving at somebody behind you.
No.
And then you have to pretend the wave is a twitch or you've just missed your head when you're going for a head scratch. Anyway, welcome to Left of Left Field, everyone.
Yes, this is a show.
Hebden Raid, music you live. What's been happening in your life, mate?
Well, I saw my dad recently, and he's gone on a little bit of a diet. He's seeing a lady who is helping him by feeding him well.
Very good.
Which is nice.
Oh.
And he said to me, son, I've come to love salads. Which is just not me, dad.
It's just
not me, dad. And he said, I've found the secret to how to love a salad. I'm like, okay, so you can give me any salad. Any salad, you give it to me, and I've got one special ingredient that will make me love it. Can you imagine what it is?
No, what?
Have a think.
Well,
and that's lots of people.
Is it loads of salad cream on it or something like that?
No. Nope.
Sugar. I don't know. What is it?
Gravy.
No, we didn't.
It did.
It's the most northern thing I've ever
heard. So he just puts gravy all over his salad.
No, he doesn't.
And he loves it. I'm telling you. And what I can't wait
what?
Is to go into a restaurant with him when he orders a salad and then says, and can I have some gravy with it?
He doesn't put gravy on his salad. That's like something out of a bad sitcom. Oh, Brian. Good Lord.
How about you?
Well, mine's a food-related... I had to do a thing recently where I had to... I play a cook on telly, but I had to do a thing that was like... Because I play a cook on telly, I had to do a different thing where I had to cook something, right?
Yeah.
So not Emmerdale, but something else. And it was a sort of a recipe from the past.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like you were using all old ingredients and stuff like that, and I had to get it right, and it was,
Lied.
You know... Yeah, that kind of, literally, that kind of suet, all that kind of stuff. But it was a current role.
Yeah.
It was a current role. So you basically, you get your very, very fatty pastry, you put currants on it, you put loads of sugar on it, you roll it up, right? And this program, all the way through, was going, and so the current role. And the current role thing, and it became more and more pressured, right?
Yeah.
That people, do you know why it was more pressured? Because people weren't just saying that what it was. It's a spotted dick.
Ah.
And we became more and more, it became a bigger and bigger. And I was thinking, if somebody just says the word spotted dick, that's fine, because it's not rude.
It's not
it's
rude.
It's what it's called.
It's what it's called.
Honestly, the avoidance, the Brit. It was like, and then finally somebody said it, and it was like a balloon had burst.
Oh.
It was just...
But it's like being on a bird show and they're going, you know, oh, that blue-breasted thing over there.
Yeah.
You can say it's a blue tit.
Oh, mate, don't say that. Don't spoil the show.
Give us a song.
Right, okay. So this is... Oh, so I heard this on... I think it was on Six Music or something like that. And it was just like this sort of wonderful electronic kind of dream. And I'd never heard it before.
Lady
Hop, absolutely brilliant. This is Dusk Till Dawn. We'll be right back. Brilliant. Lady Hawk there, Dusk Till Dawn. Mate.
Yeah.
It's a new little bit of music I'm trying out for this show. It's kind of sexy. Inventions.
I was listening to the show the other day in the car with Tess.
Yeah.
And you did your thing. This is inventions. We'll explain what it is in a minute for anybody who's.
Sorry, this is part of the show where Paul come up with three inventions, two of which are real, and one of which he's made up, and I've got to guess what it is.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to work on a new.
And we do it every show. And one of the things that Mark often does is. Inventions and pensions
and
inventions
and all that. Yeah.
Tess said, "Has Mark just? Is that a new song? Is it? He does every single show. Every single show. Do you know? I liked it.
I'll give it a no. Ready, Tess? Here we go. Inventions and pensions. Invest your pensions in Paul's hair extensions. It's inventions. Ba 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 ba. Inventions.
Mate, guess where I've gone?
Where have you? Like, what's your theme?
Where I've gone is to Japan.
Oh, an old
favourite. I thought there weren't any Japanese inventions. So,
you thought there weren't
any left.
Just to let you know what we're talking about here. We've done so. Japan is a gold mine for mad inventions.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we've not done
these. I thought we'd done them all.
But if we have, I apologise.
No, right, okay, cool. Great. So, I'm going to guess which one you've made up.
I've got two sets. Three sets of three now. One set of three now, you'll guess we'll do a song, another set.
Okay, great, perfect. Let's do it.
Spectacle chopsticks.
Wait, what?
If you've forgotten your chopsticks, never fear. They're prescription glasses. The arms detach and extend. You use them, wash them, put them back on.
Do you know what I just said before, that the Japanese inventions are mad? I just changed my mind. That's
brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Not so brilliant.
Oh.
The butter grater.
The butter grater?
Imagine a big sort of like cheese grater.
Yeah.
You put your butter in and you turn it like you do with the parmesan.
Yeah.
And butter comes out all curly.
Ah. What?
Hang on a minute.
Why though? Why do you need curly butter?
You're asking why.
Why do you need curly butter?
If you're asking why about that, ask why about the wedding countdown bra. You're a bride-to-be.
Wait a minute. Just like the title alone is worth saying again. The wedding countdown bra. Okay.
You're getting married. This is a white corset bra.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the just underneath the breastage.
Yeah.
Is a digital clock.
No. Like a bomb.
That is counting down to the day of the wedding. And above it is a little heart that needs a key. And you put the key in when the countdown is zero and it unlocks the bra.
So it's like a chastity belt.
So
wait a minute. If you've made that up, it's offensive on so many levels.
I think it's romantic.
Right, you've made that one up. That's my answer.
Did I make up
you
the
idiot.
Spectacle chopsticks?
Right, let me just go through them. Hang on. The spectacle chopsticks. You see, you might have made that up. It's so insane, really, isn't it? Except that, how would you keep your glasses on without the arms of your glasses?
Well, obviously you're eating blind, aren't you?
What?
Well, you have to take, because they come off your glasses. I mean, I guess you could, I don't know, I've not used them.
Right.
I guess you could hold them with one hand, but it is the arms of the glasses.
Okay, all right, okay. Go on, carry on.
The butter grater, which is like a big parmesan.
I think that's real, because what's the point of it? But on the other hand, why not make one?
And then the wedding countdown bra.
The wedding countdown bra. It's just that the title's so rubbish. The title's so rubbish.
Which one did
I? Why do they call it the wedding countdown bra? It just sounds horrible. That one, you made that one up.
No, I didn't.
You're kidding me. You must have made up the glasses then.
I did make up the glasses.
Right.
That's the wedding countdown bra.
Do you know what? Brilliant.
Do you know what else is brilliant?
This song.
Yeah. Oh, I saw this guy, Sivu. I've never come across him.
I've never heard him. I've listened to the song. No, you picked it, but I didn't know.
This is for his granddad, and it's a play on my movie.
It is absolutely heartbreaking. It's gorgeous. Song.
Enjoy it.
Strong swimmer, you went out too far for me. I was left upon the coastline.
So that I
just why did you threaten the audience?
Enjoy it.
Like, everybody in their living room is like crowded around the radio, of course, and everybody just backs up and say, right, do enjoy it because he'll get us if you don't.
But hopefully Siri just chilled him out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
I saw him perform that song.
Where's he from?
Cornwall.
Is he?
So he's got I can't remember his real name now. But the Sivu is Cornish for his second name.
I have a Cornish godson.
It's a very famous. His name is a very famous Jimmy Page, right? So, and obviously
Jimmy Page the guitar.
Well, he can't call himself Jimmy Page.
Oh, his name's Jimmy Page. So yes. He's changed it to Sivu.
So Sivu, I think, is Page.
Oh,
I think is Page in Cornish.
All right, okay. I've got a Cornish godson called Perrin. Hello, Perrin. He listens to this.
Oh,
so yeah, he's one of the good guys. I'm very funny. And anyway, yeah, that's a Cornish name too. Yeah. They're all, there's a lot of saints in there. And oh, lovely Cornwall. Anyway, right, okay, so more.
Back to Japan.
Back to Japan. Come with us if you will. Wait a minute. We're not at the airport yet. There's more inventions from Japan.
So Japan really likes its corners. It really likes its square stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen dogs that have had their heads cubed. Poodles. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, what were they? I thought you were literally beheaded.
They cut their hair so that it's like a square.
No, I've never seen that.
And they have square tails and everything. I don't know.
No, I've not seen that.
It's a big thing.
Okay.
So let's just square our watermelons. They found a way of squaring watermelons, so it's a big square cube.
Once it's been cut or once it, as it grows?
No, as it grows. So.
Wow.
What about the ear enhancer?
Right, do tell me more,
okay.
Because my hearing is not what it was.
I know, and you don't. Some people don't want to the expense or the trouble of getting an hearing aid, or maybe it's a temporary thing. Maybe you know, you've just been to a concert or something like that, or you've got a bit of ear infection, so you can just buy the ear infection. Imagine headphones.
You can buy the ear infection.
The ear enhancer.
Right.
Imagine big headphones.
Yeah.
That go over your ears.
Yeah.
Turn those around.
No.
And
like
they're made out of metal, and they're just basically like where...
An ear trumpet.
Yeah, like an ear trumpet, but with the headband of a headphone.
No.
And you just wear those. And
no, just wear hearing aids. That's ridiculous. You so obviously made that up.
What about lip string?
God, you make me angry.
Lip string.
What's that?
Have you ever wished you could have the perfect pout?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't, because I have.
This is a soft, embalmed string. You put your lips into a pout and you tie it off with this moisturised twine.
God.
And it's designed not to leave a mark once removed. It keeps your lips in place.
Puffy, like your lips all puffy.
15 minutes twice a day for three weeks is what they claim will give you what others pay thousands of pounds for in cosmetic surgery.
Others. Right, okay. Right.
Square watermelon.
I think that's real, but only because I've seen, like, they do all sorts of square veg. It's weird, but they do it. I don't know why they do it, but, yeah, I think that's real.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
The ear enhancer.
That's the one you made up.
Or lip string.
The ear enhancer's the one you made up.
No, lip string or the ear enhancer or square watermelons. Which one are you going for?
The ear enhancer is the one you made up.
Okay, you've got to pick one of them, right?
I'm picking the ear enhancer because it's so obvious you made it up. It's a terrible design.
Okay, out of these, you don't get anything. Out of these three, you've got square watermelons.
Yeah, sure.
The ear enhancer, you've got to pick one.
Yeah.
Or lip string. All right, come on, try again. God. Which one are you going to pick?
The ear enhancer.
Hang on a minute. Let me put my ear enhancers on so that I can hear you.
You've got to have made that up. It's a
I made up lip string.
Oh.
I'm showing Mark a picture of the ear enhancers.
Right. She is wearing, this Japanese girl is wearing gigantic colanders on either side of her head.
That's a much better description. But she can hear well.
Colanders. Colanders or colanders? Colanders. Somebody will write in, I know they will. Right, let's have another song.
Get your ear enhancers on then, listen to this. This is Jason Mraz. Have it all.
You have it all.
May you have auspiciousness and causes of success. May you have the confidence to always do your best.
Is that it?
This is a section, newish section of the show.
I just said, have you got something? And you said, I've got something.
I do, but actually, you know. All right. Here's what I had for Mid-LOL. This is a new section of the show called Mid-LOL.
It's the middle of the show, isn't it?
And there's just a random little game we play now, or a little something that we have for a bit of fun in the middle of the show. I was going to do, it's not the beginning, it's not the end, then what is it? What the hell? It's middle LOL. Anyway, that was what I was going to do, but I didn't.
Thank you.
So, right, okay, so this is a little game that I've made up.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to need to sort of just go into my phone to sort this out.
Yeah.
But it's basically, I've taken four current politicians, right? And I've got four pieces of music, And you've got to guess what the piece of music, which politician I'm talking about.
So, okay,
I'll play a piece of music.
Is it like their favourite song?
No.
Or does the
could
song...
be anything. Could refer to their behaviour, could refer to them just as what they look like.
Great.
So it's four different, so I'm going to play four different pieces of music, and you've got to say who you think the politician it represents is. Okay. Are you ready? Cool. Ready?
Cool.
Right, who's that?
That's got to be. I'm just.
Do you want me to play it again?
I mean, isn't it Boris Johnson?
Yes. Do you know what he's called? Comedy tuber.
He is a comedy tuber. Go on, okay, good. One out of one.
Very good, one very good. All right, so which one shall I do next? I want to save one till the end. Okay, who's this? Right, you'll recognise the piece of music straight away.
Theresa May.
No.
Okay.
Think about the piece of music and what's happening in it. And then, yeah, that's right, he's doing a stabbing gesture. Stabbing. This is a Psycho music where she gets stabbed in the shower. But who, think
who's
about...
Who's stabbing her in the back?
Who, not necessarily, well, just who's a backstabber?
Wow, that's a lot.
I know, it's a bit big list, but there's a very prominent person in recent history who's probably... I'm just going to play it again.
Okay. Gove?
Yes! Well done. Well done, mate. Okay, next one.
Now, do I get that? Because I did say Theresa May.
No, I'm going to give it you. I'm going to give it you because there were lots of candidates. All right, okay. Pure coincidence that these are all Tories, by the way. All right.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah. So this one's a bit more...
So I was
going
to say Tom Watson.
This one's a bit more nebulous. This one's a bit more nebulous, yeah. Right? So... Just, this is more of a mood one, a sort of like, you know, right, ready?
Somebody who's just like away with the fairies a bit?
No, it's more, it's actually a piece of music from The Exorcist.
Okay.
So it's more of a sort of horrible, I hate to say it.
I love that bit.
So it's so.
Theresa May.
No.
Not there.
No. You need to think somebody a little bit more who, to certain eyes, might appear calculating. I'm not saying he is, but that's a perception that some people might have of him. I don't know.
The what's his name?
Yeah.
With the glasses.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, I forgot. Got to tell you.
Yes. Tell me his name.
Well. Fairly or unfairly, it just made me think of Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So, finally.
Yeah.
There are two for this. Okay. So, this one.
Theresa May.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
The other one was... Oh, sorry. Jacob Rees-Mogg came in. You heard a scream and come in.
That's brilliant, I love it. That was fantastic, thank you.
I quite enjoyed that.
Let's have another song, mate.
Okay.
This is a great track. I just came across this. This is Miss Red. She's called...
Oh, yes, I listened to this.
Miss Red, One Shot Killer.
Yeah, it's
just
great.
Just a good little bit of bounce.
Yeah,
little
nice.
Bit of hip-hop bounce.
Good choice.
Mate,
what is it?
In a field that is left.
Yeah.
More left than the left.
Oh.
It's the left of left field. We have Mark's inventions.
Oh, well done. That was
that
you should
important.
Do trailers. You should definitely do trailers.
Absolutely.
You know what they don't have enough on trailers for American films? A northern accent advertising. Right, okay. So, right. You're just going to have to forgive me, and the audience going to have to forgive me. So I was looking for something, trying to do something a bit different, and I stumbled across a list of real chat-up lines on Tinder. I didn't go on Tinder. Yes, trust me, no, I didn't.
These are what you've used.
No, no. But somebody had.
Which way did you swipe me?
So somebody has compiled a list of the worst chat up lines on Tinder, and it was on this website. So I've made one of these three up.
Okay, well, can you do it as if you're chatting me up though?
All right, yeah. I'd love to. Okay. Right, so bear in mind, two of these are real. What's really funny about it is on the website, they've actually done screenshots. So these would have been sent by text.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, not text, but they would have been in speech bubbles on the website.
Yeah.
So on some of them, there's like a pause and then a second message. Okay. Right? Okay, but I'll let you know as we go along. Okay, so which of these three did I make up?
Okay.
If I could pluck you a star from the sky, I would. But I can't. Would you settle for a KFC?
I like that. I don't think that's terrible.
You actually melted.
I think I won.
Oh my god!
If you'd have just left it at that, but I think it's funny. But I can't.
You're my new girlfriend. That's what just happened there. All right, next one. Ready? Okay. On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight? It's good. Because America's really free. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, really free.
America's it's really free. On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight?
Yeah, as long as you're a middle-aged white man.
On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight?
Austria.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. And finally, the three. Right, I'm sorry about this. I'm so sorry about this. So the guy says, he texts her, let's make love. He actually, I don't want to say what he said. Let's make sex. That's what he said.
Let's make sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She replied, how high are your results with that Tinder line? He replied, I've done sex with 3 women. One of them might have been mine.
Might have been mine.
I mean, these people are out there.
How do you have sex with somebody and end up with might have been?
I know, it's extraordinary, isn't it? But it's real, it's real. Let's make sex. How high your results on Tinder with that line? Well, I've done sex with 3 women. One might have been a man.
But also, it's not that high. If you're going to admit,
it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Wow.
So which one of those did I make up?
You couldn't have made that last one up. I just don't think you could have made that last one up.
True. That one's real. Yeah. It's just amazing, right? So of the two, so you're on 50-50, if I could pluck a star from the sky, I would.
I think
but
you I made
can't.
That
would
one
just
up.
Say that I did, yeah.
Because even in your chat-up lines, you're quite good. That's a good chat-up line.
I've got you. Your eyes are twinkling, mate. Right, let's have another song before I do 3 more of them. So this is... this is rather... This is Hallelujah by Palo Santo. That album's excellent. That song is excellent.
As I introduced it,
I couldn't remember what it sounded like.
And so you looked at the list of songs, you went, oh yeah, this is quite good.
I couldn't remember what it sounded like, and then when we started playing, oh yeah, it's brilliant, this song. Yeah. That's why I picked it. Of course it was good.
I picked some songs,
they're alright. I mean, what kind of DJ would you be? Okay, right, so I've got 3 more chat-up lines, real ones from Tinder, but which one of these did I make up? Right. This just amazes me that people try this. Is your name Gillette? Because you're the best a man can get.
Oh.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
She's not called Gillette, is she?
She's not called Gillette. And...
Juliet.
Yeah. And...
That nearly works. Is your name Juliet? Because you're the best a man can get. That's also
it buys into that notion that Gillette is the best a man can get. Yeah. There's much better than you can get than a Gillette razor.
Whoa. Hey, no, don't be saying that, mate. All razors are excellent. That's what we say on this podcast. That's it. No.
But the claim that it's the best a man can get is I would say...
Well, I wouldn't know. I've not done the test on the others. Right. Next one. Right. This is brilliant. There's a pause at the end of the first sentence because she doesn't reply.
Okay.
Okay. So how many seafood dinners would it take to get you back to my room? Please respond. Or...
And did she? Did she?
No. Or...
How many do you think it would...
What do you mean?
Seafood dinners, how many would it take?
Not many, I like seafood. Right, okay. I don't know why we had that part of the conversation, it made me all troubled and weird. Right, so here's another one.
Yeah.
Is that a human face? I meant to say, because it's the face of an angel, but I accidentally pressed send, please believe me. Is that a human face? So I'll give you them again quickly, ready? So the first one is... oh, sorry, I've lost it.
Is your name Juliet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is your name Juliet? Because you're the best a man can get. Did I make up? So how many seafood dinners would it take you to get back to my room? Please respond. Or did I make up? Is that a human face? I meant to say because it's the face of an angel, but I accidentally pressed send, please believe me. So which one of those did I make up?
It's tough. It's tough. Mm. Because...
The idiocy is real. It's just real.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether... I don't know whether if you're trying to say... Is that a human face? I didn't... Why would you say, is that a human face?
Because no, the line, I guess, must have been, is that a human face or the face of an angel? I guess is what he was trying to say.
Is that a human... Oh.
I guess, you're guessing. Well, I don't know, not his head.
Is that what you're thinking?
But that's obvious, isn't it? Is that a human face? I meant to say, because it's the face of an angel. He actually explains it.
Okay. I'm just not sure that's the beginning of it.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
So the middle one was the seafood. Okay.
Yeah. Please respond.
I like the please respond.
Yeah.
But it feels like you wrote that.
Okay.
I'm torn on those two.
Okay.
I'm going to take a plump and I'm going to go for angel.
Yes, I made it up.
Yes!
Damn it. I felt I was so close.
You over-defended yourself.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, listen, if you want to get in touch with us, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and here's how. You can get in touch with us on Twitter.
Somebody just jumped.
Yeah. I'm at Matt Charnock on Twitter.
I'm at PaulCoates_.
You can ask us anything. Just ask us anything. If you've got a question, anything you want to discuss on the show, get
in touch.
How
many seafood dinners it would take.
You can actually email us. We are at leftofleftfield@gmail.com.
And the wonderful radio station, Hebden Bridge, Hebden Radio, without the bridge.
Oh, that's just terrible. You're terrible.
Dave, sorry.
On Twitter, they're at Hebden_radio.
Yeah.
Or you can get in touch with their website, which is HebdenRadio.co.uk.
Yeah,
and you can buy these songs if you like.
So,
here's another song, and then I'm going to do Swallow Well. So, mate, you introduce it. This is a classic.
I went to Dishhead Festival, which is where I was introduced to Sivu, the song we played earlier, and the headliner was Goldfrapp, and she did all of her disco classics, and Ooh La La.
It feels like a long time ago somehow. I don't know if this Goldfrapp song already feels a long time ago, but... She can't be that old. She can't be.
No, and they're still pumping out bands.
She just released an album, didn't she?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I love them, you know, but it just feels like a while since I've...
And this song is what I say to you whenever I walk into a room. Ooh la la.
Thanks, man. Means a lot.
Mark, what do you really like?
I think the
actually,
you do it first. This sicker here from me. This is part of the show where we just discuss like little cultural things that you might like, stuff we've done or whatever, like radio shows or books or films. So this is Paul's.
Yeah, so I'm going to do two books that I've read in the past week.
In the past week?
Yeah.
God, I just read The Mayor of Casterbridge. It took about a month.
Well, it's a big book. I think I might have mentioned it before, but Whisper Sync, I just absolutely love. So
explain what Whisper Sync is.
It's where you go between an audio book and your Kindle. And so I'll take the dog for a walk, listen to a book, and when I come back in, if I pick up my Kindle, it picks it up at exactly the same place.
And do you pay extra for a...
You pay a little bit extra. So when you buy a Kindle book, it gives you the option of adding the Audible book.
How much more is it?
Should be about £3 extra.
Not bad, actually.
Well, I'm getting through way more books than I ever used to, because I do a lot of walking and a lot of listening.
Yeah.
So anyway, so these are the two books that they're very similar whilst being very different.
Yeah.
Because they talk about part of society that is often overlooked. And in the first one was a great book called There, There by Tommy Orange.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful book about Native Americans, Indians. Through the book, lots of the characters, lots of different characters, they all talk about how they like to be referred to, what they like to be referred to, and it's a modern book, and it's set a backdrop of a powwow, which is a gathering where they dance, and they dance for money, and there's a big prize, and somebody plans on robbing the powwow. So you've got that sort of crime element, but it doesn't really go there. It's just full of loads of characters, and it looks at a race who have been just, you know, sidelined and throughout history, looking at them in the modern day. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And addiction of many different kinds is a massive thing in their culture.
Well, there was a movie that came out last year, it might even have been this year actually, with Jeremy Renner called Wind River.
Right.
That was on what do you call them, a reserve, on a reservation, about a murder. And the statistics at the end, loads of Native American people go missing and just never get reported. Doesn't get reported.
Yeah, and this is not on a reserve. This is actually just in a
American society.
Yeah, it's just brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. And again, it was that feeling of reading something about a world that you don't know much about. I like to do that. You know, it's your way in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you know, unless you meet people or go and see that place, that's your way in. And then the other one is a brilliant book called The Mars Room by Rachel Kushner. It's getting lots of people talk about it at the moment. I think it's going to be the hit of this year. It's just brilliant. It's about a woman called Romy Hall who is serving two consecutive life sentences, so it's set in prison.
Mm.
And she's lost her son, goes to live with her mother because she's serving. So it's all, and again, told through the voices of different characters.
Yeah.
You have a central character, but you often change first person to third person and you
move
around. And so you're seeing a completely...
Is it a thriller?
Not really. I mean, there's that sense of... it follows that feel that there might be a solution.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a solution. And when she finds out that her mum has died and nobody told her, and so she then feels the need to find her son. So it's got a narrative drive, but it's mostly just about the lives of these women in prison and how they've got there and how they're treated. And it's just brilliant. The two books are just fantastic. I absolutely love them.
Well, mine is a documentary. I like these true crime documentaries. I've always also seen Making a Murderer, things like that. But I watched one, I was late to one called The Jinx.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Jinx?
Oh, I love The Jinx.
It's jaw-dropping. I've just never seen anything like it. So just quickly, without spoiling the plot, it begins with body parts being found off the Galveston Bay in Texas. And all we know is the victim lived in a house, and with a mute woman lived across the hall from him. It turns out that this mute woman was multi-billionaire inheritor. You know, the guy was going to inherit a fortune of New York real estate called Robert Durst, who's quite famous.
Yeah.
And he became a suspect in the murder. And then basically the documentary is really interesting because the documentary maker made a film about Robert Durst with Ryan Gosling called All Good Things, I think. It didn't do very well, the film. But Durst was under investigation, and he'd been under investigation for the disappearance of his wife many years before. Yeah. There was no evidence found. And this guy was chopped up, and, you know, and he became suspect in that. And he rings the filmmaker, Robert Durst, and says, maybe you'd like to do an interview with me, just out of the blue.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And he does an interview, and I tell you what, so then I'm not going to spoil any more plot, but then they go through his stories. You know, there's three timelines to his story. Long, long interviews. It's absolutely jaw-dropping as a piece of just investigative journalism.
Yep.
But the very end, and I mean literally the last frame of the documentary, made me stand up in shock.
Yeah.
I've never reacted like that to anything. It's work. I think it's 5 or 6 episodes long. It's not a long documentary in terms of, like, Making Murders, 13 episodes. I think it's only about 6 episodes. And I literally stood up in shock. It's an amazing piece of luck on the part of the filmmakers. They can't have known that it was going to turn out like that.
No.
It is it was the most gripping page turner, in inverted commas, that I've ever seen in terms of true crime. Yeah. Amazing. So,
and he's got one of the weirdest vocal tics, hasn't he?
Well, he sounds like an actor doing a character.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week, guys, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening. We're going to go out with
The Sidekick.
It's the sidekick, actually, man. It's a shame you got that wrong at the end. This is Don't Feel Like Dancing. See you later, guys.
Bye. Bye.